Welcome to Life and Business in Flow. I'm Kate Adamo, mentor, retreat, and podcast host. And this is your soft place to land. An invitation for you to pause, get curious about what you want your life and business to feel like, and redefine what success looks like to you. I've seen and learned so many things in my years as a mentor, and one thing I know for sure is things need to change. I'm here to be that voice of change and to gently nudge you towards doing things differently. Hustling doesn't work. We've all seen it. It leads to burnout and disconnect. I want to help you create space, connect back to yourself, and set up solid foundations in your life and business. It's time to be open to the possibility of doing things differently and authentically. It's time for life and business to be in flow. Well, hello and welcome to today's episode. Before we dive in, I just wanted to say thank you to those who reached out after the last episode, some to share that they had never heard of that before, the feminine and masculine in life and in business, and others just reflecting on what their childhood looked like and how they want to teach their children, even reflections on how they might be running their business or things with their husband. So if it's something that you don't know about, start researching, find out a little bit more about it, and I'll continue to share more as I learn more and grow into that space. But I'm always just wanting to share just different ideas, thoughts, just open your eyes with things that you might not have heard of before, or just to, spark that little bit of curiosity, because that is something that I definitely am very curious as to different ways that I could do things and how things could be better. And also, I wanted to say thanks for the feedback and, all the comments on the reel that I did in the last week or so, just about calling out what I'm seeing on social media. It was one that I just jumped off a call with a client. I was feeling pretty passionate about it and just press record, one quick take, and that's just what flowed out of me. And I just thought, capture, post, move on. I didn't overthink it. And over 16 hours of view time, and I think normally it's only, a couple of hours for reels at best. So that one's resonated, so it seems. And I'll come back to that. But the reason that I shared that is because there's a client I've been working with for a few years, really talented interior designer, came to me a few years ago, if you haven't heard the reel, had a great business, but was a little bit burnt out, wanted to rebrand, tweak the name, get really back in control of her finances and process and just even take care of better care of herself and her family. And over the last couple of years, we've really been able to get through that transition. She's onboarded a VA, the rebrand's done. There's a lot of beautiful, projects coming to her, a lot of really great high-end projects. She's almost, at the point of turning some away because there's just been a really nice flow. She's made a few changes at home and things are just starting to get better. And we spoke about all of this and she actually got emotional, not because of, well, I guess partly because of where she was now at. It's a bit of a reflection and a bit of a, oh my gosh, I've actually gotten to the point, we've done the work, she's trusted, she's listened to the things that I've said, she's followed her gut and she has moved forward and made all of those changes. Yet something kept rearing its head and making her feel so uncomfortable. And she got really upset just thinking about, well, when's it going to be taken away? I've slowed down. This feels good. This can't last, because society just keeps telling us that the more that we push, the more that we hustle, the more that we grow and scale, the more that we do reels on social media, the more successful we'll be. And that's not the case. But it really depends on what your definition of success looks like. To her and to myself, it's to have, a lot more peace in your life, for things to feel slower, to not just feel rushed all the time in your life, spend more time with family, and to just be able to dedicate proper time to the clients that you have and not just be taking them on willy-nilly because you think you need the money and trying to scramble and overplease and all of the things. She was actually at a place of peace, but it was the constant barrage of just noise on social media along with society's expectations that had her just feeling really uncomfortable. And she came to the session thinking, I want to work on my marketing. Because that's what everyone's talking about. Everyone's saying to be successful, you need to keep posting on socials, you need to keep doing reels, you need to do this, you should do that. And she was just starting to feel really overwhelmed. And we really reframed it we're not calling it marketing for her anymore. We're calling it storytelling, and she's going to get better at telling the stories that she's been holding back from because she's been doing the things that she thinks that she should be doing and not feeling in alignment, having a real resistance and resentment to social media, which I know so many of us do at times. And by the end of the call, she had just lightened up. Her demeanor had lightened. She was feeling so much more positive and inspired and reconnected back to what her message was. We actually dived further into her human design, and she was not living within alignment with that, which was also burning her out. And it's, you know, one of those things I just always like to dive a lot deeper. And she says to me, you know, there's always things I think we're going to talk about, Kate, but sometimes it goes in a very different direction. And, you know, you always give me what I need without me really knowing that. And that's what I'm here to do. And that's what, you know, a good mentor will do, to be able to guide you and to be able to see you and to be able to pull those threads and just to be able to support you in the things that you're struggling with and to get you out of your own way and the shoulds and to hold that mirror up and all of those things. So I'm just so proud of her for being vulnerable, and she does that with me often, and it's really beautiful. And I'm really proud of her for that, for being vulnerable and for sharing how she felt, and for then for us to work through some affirmations that she can continue to read to herself to start to switch out of that old mindset, to get really clear on what she wants, to even, you know, remove some people she'd been engaging to do things and take those back over herself because she can do it and maybe even a better job. And the change is there. So that story led to the reel that I shared on Instagram. And it's, I feel like it's a bit of a beginning, and, you know, I've chipped away at the topic a little bit here and there over the last year on social media. And, you know, I did the episode about the death of the boss babe, which was a pretty popular one. I think a lot of people resonated with that because I'm just really tired of what's happening on social media and in society and the impact that it's having on women's mental health and their self-worth. And I also feel like it's almost, not the beginning of the end, but almost a little bit like that of true creatives, because like a true creative is someone that is fueled by their passion and by the happiness that their craft brings and to the people that they're, you know, providing whatever that service or art into the world is. And they have such a deep connection to that and bring it to life. But what creativity has started to look like on social media, and not for everyone, but just, you know, in a lot of things, but it seems to be, you know, those that seem to be making the most noise, that it's about money, it's about overnight success and going viral. And if we're not on the bandwagon, we're failing. None of which are about people. There's no benefit to society. There's no real care about you and the impact that it's going to have. It's become a real sort of, you know, flash in the pan, gone tomorrow, like a modern day version of a pyramid scheme almost, that's changing the landscape for creatives. And authenticity is being replaced with trending. And I think we're on a, like on a slippery slope to becoming very same-same. We're more focused on what everyone else is doing and giving far too much energy to it. And as a result, our own business and authentic creativity suffers. And I'm done with it. And I think a lot of you are too. And I think that's why that reel's been so popular. Because people are just, they're craving something different. They're craving another message, and they're just so tired of the message that's out there right now. So much so that one designer actually saw the reel. It popped up in her on her feed. I think she said she was at a, you know, kids swimming lesson or something, and saw the reel and started following me and sent me a DM. And I'll share what she said. It basically said, "Bloody hell, your message was like you just read inside my brain. I never feel like I'm enough. I never feel like I'm doing the right thing. I feel like an ant in a giant ocean being swallowed up by everyone." And I'm sure a lot of you feel the same. And I know I have. In the past, I've worked through a lot of that now, but it is becoming more and more common because of the constant noise of social media, and it's just becoming exhausting. I also find it very interesting that these women that claim that they want more for women and they want them to be a boss babe and live a life of freedom and, you know, all the cheesy, tired one-liners that we just see day in, day out are the very ones that are making women feel like they're not enough, that their life needs to be aesthetically perfect. And if you can't keep up aesthetically, financially, and with the same facade, because that's all it is, of success, you aren't enough, you're falling behind, or even failing. And it's not just in business. I saw a comment on the post as well from a young mum who said that it's happening with mums and just that sort of shame and guilt and the perfection and all of the noise, which would be, you know, again, then flowing on to young women and, you know, teens and 20-year-olds that are so impressionable at that age. And it's becoming really, really destructive. And I want to start to be a voice of change around that. I want to use my voice for that, for good. I've known for a long time I'm here to have an impact on the world, and it's really started to come to light what that is for me of late. And I just want people to, especially women, to feel different. So what are we going to do about it? We're going to unfollow, we're going to unsubscribe, and we're not going to give a second of energy to the people that don't align or that really deplete your energy, or when you see them, you don't feel good about yourself. Mute them if you don't want to unfollow. Just remove them. You do not need to be popping onto social media and constantly feeling worse about yourself. I've removed all that stuff. I want to feel good about myself. I follow people that are inspiring or that talk about health or lots of personal development or things that I'm interested in. Business. Sometimes it's not all, you know, business. It's all sorts of things that I follow from people that I really look up to and inspire me. And maybe that's something that if you haven't done it as yet, it's time to do that. It's time to start removing the noise, so that your feed is filled with things that make you feel good about yourself, because I think you at least deserve that. And so why, you know, this feels different for me now is, I guess, you know, since shifting out of full-time work into this business in 2017, I've been on a mission to live and work differently and to get to know myself, and not just who I thought I should be or who bosses told me I should be, because there was definitely some that really pushed that envelope, but to connect to my passion, my body, I guess that feminine fire, and to work out who I am and what I love. And that journey over the last few years has led me to be more at peace than I've ever been, to not really experience imposter syndrome anymore, to know what I'm here to do and to not worry about what others are doing, because I'm so clear on my lane and the direction that I'm going. And the work I've done over the last few years on not only the foundations of my business, but life have solidified just how important that work has been and in how much happier I am in myself. And it's easy to block out the noise and not subscribe to society's and social media's messaging when you come from that place of really being connected to yourself. And that to me is true freedom, not the one that comes from financial, because that's short-lived and it's fickle. Real freedom comes from being connected to ourselves and really knowing who we are and our values and standing firm in those values and boundaries. So I guess I just want you to know that you are enough. You're doing the absolute best that you can with what you know and with where you're at in your life in the season that you're in right now. Society has just conditioned you that you must be busy to be successful and that Band-Aid fixes are the best option and to just keep going. But we know that they're not. Maybe there's just a few foundational changes to make in your life, to slow things down, to reconnect to yourself and your family and to have you feeling a little bit more grounded and then to move forward differently in your business. And maybe that's where the focus needs to be. Not on how many trending reels you can create or how many views you get on that reel. I know I mentioned it earlier only because I was completely shocked because that's the most I've ever had, but that's not what the priority is here. So in case you hadn't noticed, I'm not holding back anymore. It's time for change and I'm happy to be that voice of change. Here's to a new era in business, ladies. We can do things differently. We can change the message. We just don't need to be giving any more oxygen and fueling the fire of the negative messaging and story that is out there. It's time to connect back to ourselves. And if you're not sure what that means, please reach out, because that means that we have some work to do. Because from that place, you run a business very differently. You run your life differently. You hold yourself differently. And things really start to change from that place and flow into your business. So I hope that helps. I hope something there resonates. And I look forward to connecting with you again in a couple of weeks. Take care.